If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what?
His father. Resemble his father.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father, she would say that the boy, what? His father.
Acts like his father.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. And now if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
I don't know. I know that one. I really don't.
Can you think of anybody?
Country dude.
Okay.
A country dude.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? What do you usually call them?
Black race.
Yeah.
Well, Negro.
Okay.
But they like colored people best. We try to say colored in schools because I think they are more sensitive to Negro than they are colored people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. Suppose you were angry with a Negro and you thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him then?
Low down, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever call a Negro a nigger if you were mad with him?
I don't think so. I think... But now that's what we used to say in children, niggers. We didn't say Negro, we said nigger.
Uh-huh. And that was that was just the word
for it. Uh-huh, and we didn't know, you know, the difference.
Uh-huh. And did they accept that? I mean, did it seem to bother them any?
Well, I don't know whether we haven't been around enough to notice whether they did or not.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
White race.
See now, if a white person got mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, can you think of any names that he might call him behind his back?
I can't think of a name what they might call him.
Okay.
I guess I've heard in this writing business.
I don't know what he might say.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what?
Upset.
Okay. Suppose you've been working...
We'd say mad sometimes.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
worn out.
Tired.
Tired. Or I've had it for the day.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school?
Well, he could be sick, or he could maybe disobey.
Okay. Let's see, if you were going to make an entire phrase out of that, if he'd been sick, you'd say the nurse sent a little boy home from school because he, what?
Became sick.
Okay.
Or had a temperature.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the tummy.
Okay.
That's the children and grown, larger ones, we'd say stomach.
Okay. Well, would you say in the stomach? He feels
yes,
sick in the stomach?
Okay.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Reception.